This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes of UVA sports with all-star interviews and unique insight that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaver.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Now, Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC fans. This is Frank. Hobbo's in the studio, and we have a special guest in studio with us tonight, Harrison Strickler. He's been here before, and he's having a lot of fun with the stats right now, and hopefully we can bring him into the show later to do the Olympic sports report.
Been here before. I'm surprised he came back. You know,
well, he had fun.
Most of our guests are one and done.
Yeah, they run for the hills, don't they, Hobbo?
Happy Labor Day out there to everybody. Hope those of you who are out there maybe enjoying a hot dog, hamburger, or maybe an adult beverage somewhere, tuning into the show. And we trust everybody's had a safe and happy holiday weekend. I guess the only non-happy aspect of it from our perspective was the football game on Saturday out at the Rose Bowl. But, you know, some positive aspects to the game, but certainly disappointing with the end result.
Hey, no doubt. Promising start. I thought it was great. Virginia got off the field on that first possession with a field goal. Didn't really like some of the play calling once Virginia got past the UCLA 35-yard line. Really have to question all those runs. I mean, I know they want to establish a physical presence. They want to get the ground game going. But the fact of the matter is, Smoke Mizell is about 5'8" and 200 pounds.
He's not going to move the pile.
Albert Reed is about 5'9", 200 pounds. As far as I'm concerned, they need to throw on every down. Clearly, Matt Johns is ready to throw the football. I thought he was pretty good overall. He only made one glaring mistake, and he had to throw a lot of times on the dead run, thanks to the precision blocking of that UVA line.
Well, certainly turnovers. But at any rate, our first guest who is on the line is our friend Charles McDaniel. Frank's going to introduce him later in the show. We were thinking we might have had Billy McMullen. We're not sure. If not tonight, we'll have him on soon. If that doesn't work out, we got Chris Wright of the Saber, who's going to be good to go at the top of the hour. At any rate, you want to give a little background on our friend Charles?
Well, for certain, Charles is one of the best linebackers ever to play at the University of Virginia. He played from 1982 through 1985. 432 tackles, ranked two all-time in Virginia history, only surpassed by Jamie Sharper, who had an extensive pro career. When you watch Charles McDaniel play linebacker, he took beautiful angles to get to the ball carrier, and he rarely lost a tackle. I mean, once he got his hands on a runner, the play was over.
He got you, he had you, huh?
Yeah, we could stand to bring someone like Charles back. I mean, Charles, do you have any eligibility left?
You don't want me now, and you're being very kind. They are well served with the people that they have. Thank you so much.
Well, I think you're being a little humble there, but all right, let's break down the game.
I think Charles would be good for one series.
Okay, that would be about it. One and done for sure.
Well, I know you trailed Jamie Sharper by three tackles, so you'd like to have one series, so maybe you could surpass him and take the lead again.
Well, maybe I could get three if you gave me about 300 plays. I've made to get three.
Well, let's talk about the UCLA game. You know, I thought there were some positive takeaways from the game, but I think let's start with defense. Obviously, you were an expert on that side of the ball. What did you see from the new linebackers, Micah Kaiser, Zach Bradshaw, and those guys?
Look, it certainly was a challenging start to the season. You know, you're traveling 2,300 miles to Pasadena, California, against a very good UCLA team. Probably too much of a challenge for this team with so many new faces at key positions, and in particular, the linebacker position. I thought that they played pretty well, certainly through the first half. We just didn't get enough pressure in the second half from the defensive line, so Tanuta had to really send some linebackers, and we all saw what happened then. You had too many times where Bradshaw was chasing down Perkins or one of their running backs, and you just can't have a linebacker on a shifty running back and be successful. They really broke her back in the second half, and we're just a better team. I was not happy with the adjustments at halftime. That continues to be a problem. We didn't make adjustments, and I mean, it didn't appear we made many adjustments, and they certainly did. We had a chance in the first half. You have to convert on offense some of those opportunities into touchdowns. Everyone's talked about that, read about that. I'm not giving you any great insight there other than, you know, a couple more touchdowns, and it could be a different game. But they had the momentum, and they really took off in the second half. The linebackers were exposed a little bit. I thought Kizer played a pretty good game. Bradshaw, has some work to do. But this is the first game that these kids have started. And then you had a true freshman that came in and contributed. It's going to be a learning process. They will get better this week. Not a bad start, but you can't win football games by playing a good half. And we played a good first half. I was proud of them. And in the second half, it wasn't so good. It wasn't so good on either side of the ball. Certainly thought that our quarterback was something that we could be proud of. He has some opportunities, but we've got to establish a run. You can't throw it every time, and that puts you in bad positions and really puts a lot of pressure on a young defense, at least certainly in some positions.
We were speaking with Charles McDaniel, former UVA linebacker. Charles, looking at the team overall and some of the play calling on both sides of the ball, first off, there's all this talk, and this is several years running now, that Coach London and his offensive coordinator, Fairchild, talk about establishing, a run game. However, if you're going to shuffle offensive linemen, which they have done a lot over 3 years and are doing it in game now, and number two, if you're going to bring in running backs that are 5'8", 195 pounds, 200 pounds, how do you honestly expect to move the pile if they don't hit a seam and bust one? You're looking at a 2 yard gain, and is the running game helping? I just almost feel like watching Matt Johns with smoke coming out of the backfield, and then Kanane Severn and Andre Lavrone and Dawkins and all those other receivers. I think they'd almost be better suited just going through a pass it on every down and then try to catch them off guard with a run play. You tell me.
The only issue with that is that they'll quickly realize that that's what you're trying to do. And if you don't establish some running game, not many teams, the successful teams, run the football. I think you'll see tonight when you have Ohio State and Virginia Tech, the team that establishes a run and is able to run the ball is going to be successful. We just don't have enough playmakers is the truth. On the offensive side of the ball, we've got good complementary players. Smoke Mazzella is a good player. He's better coming out of the backfield and catching the ball than he is being the tailback. And the same thing with Reed, good complementary player. But the truth is, we don't have on the team right now the type of playmaker, the player that can really make a big difference in a game where you have to have defensive coordinators staying up at night and to scheme against them. We have adequate talent at that position, and we're not going to get any more this season. We have we have.
Yeah.
So we have to do everything we can to try to establish some running game, and I think you certainly have a quarterback who can get the ball to the appropriate people. I thought he got rid of the ball pretty quickly, but if you make a living just throwing the ball, they're going to realize that, and they're really going to get after him pretty soon. They made some adjustments at halftime, and he didn't have quite as much time in the second half to make the throws that I thought he did in the first half. And we have some nice receivers, but again, they're complementary receivers. You don't have that Billy McMullen. You don't have Herman Moore. You don't have some of the big receivers that we had in the past. They're good, It sure be nice to have true playmakers, and Smoke certainly has a reputation of that, or had a reputation of that in high school, but high school and college, whole different ballgame.
Charles, this is Hobo. You know, I hear you talking, and what I'm hearing is, at least in the case of UCLA, and I fear it's true of Notre Dame too, that their personnel is better than our personnel. So from a game plan standpoint, in a football game, what do you do? How do you give yourself a chance to win in that circumstance?
Well, I think you all talked about it earlier. You need to stick with a line. You need to have, I mean, on offense, you have to stick with the five best players and get them to build some trust with one another. The backs have some trust with the line. You need to consistently do something well. Right now, we're not consistently doing anything well, and you need to establish who you are, an identity on offense and on defense. Tenuta's got his hands full trying to figure out how he's going to get some of these new faces to get some age and do it quickly.
Do you need to maybe take a little more risk and try to force some turnovers, which can be an equalizer in football?
Well, I think you'd love to have a few more turnovers. I think there was only one turnover, I believe, that they had yesterday. And did they have a turnover? I know.
Well, we turned it over once. UCLA, they didn't turn the ball over.
Well, you're not going to win many games not turning the ball over. And, I thought we took care of the ball pretty well. But what is our identity? You know, we have a couple of good backs, no great back. We have a quarterback who certainly is – I'm so glad to see us have one quarterback, and he's our man this year. But we need to make sure that we give him some weapons. We have to run the ball to some extent. And I would certainly take chances. You have a Notre Dame team that came in, you know, that – just beat Texas 38-3, had 530 yards of offense, evenly split between, you know, they ran the ball for 215 yards and threw the ball for 313 yards. You got to keep the defense off the field. I think we saw that last year. The defense was on the field entirely too long, and there's no magic to it. You got to run the ball some, and I hate to keep saying that, but we're not going to be able to throw the ball as well as we want or as well as Matt Johns can to some capable receivers if you don't come up with some type of running game. I'm not so sure the type that we're trying to establish now between running between the tackles is correct, but it is what it is, and we have to establish some running game or it's going to be a long year.
Well, you know, one thing that they could have done and they didn't do it, and I'm not sure why they didn't do it, I didn't see any jet sweeps. I didn't see very many read option type plays. There was one play in the first half where Matt Johns took the snap, rode it into the belly of one back who was running wide, and then he should have handed him the ball, and then he tried to run himself, and he got 4 or 5 yards. Unfortunately, didn't get killed. But
right,
you know, with no backup quarterback, it's pretty hard for Johns, even though he's fast, for Fairchild to like make a living off of calling option runs for him, even though that's one of his strengths.
The read option works when the defense has to respect the quarterback running the ball.
Yes.
And I don't think you can take that chance very often with him doing the read option, because the truth is we don't want him running the ball a whole lot. He's not the quarterback that really is going to put a pressure on a defense. And they're not going to fear that an awful lot. You know, we did this last year, and no one ever thought that our quarterback was ever going to run the ball. And very seldom did he run the ball, and then they just crashed down on the running back. It's a double-edged sword, but we certainly need to do some jet sweeps. We certainly need to mix some things up. I would take some chances. What's to lose? We need to open up this offense a little bit. They certainly have more than what they showed yesterday. And I think you'll see more this week. Notre Dame is going to be able to we've got to try to contain them a little bit. We can't let them rush for 200 yards. And we can't rush for, you know, what did we have yesterday?
98, I think.
Yeah.
I think 98 yards and 30-some carries. That's not good enough. And keep that line together. I think they're good enough, and I think that they can – open up some holes, but you know this whole rotation of of linemen is, to me, not a winning system. It certainly wasn't a winning system with quarterbacks. And we finally settled on a quarterback. I think we've settled on the backs that we have. No matter how good they are who we have, and we need to take advantage of them. I enjoyed seeing Smoke catch a ball out of the backfield. That was nice.
Well, he clearly, without Smoke, Virginia is non-competitive at all. I mean, he had 145 yards of total offense, a beautiful there was a beautiful play where he came out of the backfield and went up the seam, which
yep.
required him to make the correct read on where the linebacker was, and they barely caught him. I mean, he almost got into the secondary on the dead run. At the same time,
Smoke is not our problem. He's a big part of the solution.
Yes.
But as you all said, he's not going to take the ball and run between the tackles and make a living doing it or do it very well. He is who he is. He's the size that he is.
Yeah.
And, that's the problem, and that's a talent problem that we should probably not be in that situation that we're in right now. But we have two undersized backs that are going to struggle running between the tackles if that's what we continue to try to do. I think we'll open that up, and you'll see some different things. I certainly hope so this week. And then as we approach the conference schedule, we've got to be a lot further along than where we are right now. You know, a couple tight ends. I thought Butts did a good job yesterday. I thought we got good blocking from the tight ends. John's had a fair amount of time, too. Second half, they got on him a little more, but we have an opportunity to be a good team. This is not going to be a great team, but we have an opportunity to be a good team. We just need to continue to support them, and they've got to continue to earn our support by opening things up a little bit on offense and tightening things down a little bit on defense. We gave up entirely too many yards. When you have a freshman quarterback throw, 28 for 35 for 351, that's not winning defensive football.
Although he was pretty accurate, for a freshman first start ever. But back to the defensive side, we didn't, maybe some pressure, not a whole lot of pressure on him. So speaking of quarterbacks that could sit back there and wait for things to open up, Rosen certainly had that opportunity.
He did, in entirely too much time. We got to him a little bit. I thought we pressured him fairly well in the first half, but. Again, I think they made the necessary adjustments, and they started to take advantage. When we pressured, they knew we were coming, and they took advantage of it. And again, you can't have backs going one-on-one with linebackers. I don't think Blanding played a particularly good game yesterday. He appeared to be, in my opinion, lost back there. Too many guys were running open, Rainey missed some opportunities. But you've got to get pressure with your front four. On a more consistent basis, you've got to sack a quarterback. Last year against Hundley, obviously with different personnel, sacked him five times and continually harassed him. That was not the case yesterday, and as a result, he was 28 for 35, and he made some tight throws, but more often than not, the receiver was just open or the running back was just open, and you can't allow that.
Charles, we got to go to our first break. Can you hang through the break, and we'll get a few more questions in on the other side of the break, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Charles McDaniel, former University of Virginia. Great. You're listening to Who's Talking. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.